Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'll jump right in with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And right now I'm looking out at these beautiful, very, very tall trees. I'm in my new town. It's kind of official since I changed my driver's license, so that's pretty cool. I'm pet sitting right now at a place that's very nice, and a lovely, lovely dog who I'm sure is an old soul. She looks at me like she knows everything. And looking out at these lovely trees, it's been raining like crazy because, you know, it's Oregon in January. Although I did go walking yesterday and it actually didn't get rained on. So anyway, get out your light boxes or something. This morning I ended up I can't remember why. I went to YouTube for some reason and a bunch of very funny videos popped up. And I just laughed a lot this morning. And I thought, oh my God, what a great way to start the day. I'm away from my husband right now. And he always makes me laugh like crazy. And so anyway, it was really felt good. Like, oh my God, what a great way to start the day. Laughter yoga, you know. Anyway, gosh. On some level, lots going on other levels, not a lot going on. You know, in the outward physical world, it doesn't look like much is happening. But I can feel in my inner world, there's a lot of shifting and changing. And one of my very dear friends posted her regular channeled blog yesterday, and it was really about, you know, kind of taking care of yourself. And this one's been popping up. This has been a hard one for me. And partly I realized why it's kind of hard is because I've had this old thought that I'm selfish if I take care of myself, that I have to put people first. And, you know, even my yogi tea bag this morning said, the art of happiness is to serve all. Well, you know what? That's old. It can be, but you got to serve the server first, as my dear friend Michael says. So you got to take care of yourself first, or there you won't have anything to give. And so one of the things about being away from my husband right now is we've struck a pretty good balance. I mean, it's almost 25 years. In March, it'll be 25 years of us together. But we've struck a pretty good balance, I think, of kind of taking care of each other. We've always kind of done that, but I always had these things that I felt I needed to do, like always fix dinner for one thing, and or whatever, you know. And it seems like we've kind of figured out a pretty good system where I don't feel this big burden of needing to cook dinner. I know that sounds so minor, but I don't know why. It's been a big thing. I like to cook too. So it's just this crazy, crazy thing. You know, a lot of it too is like what brings me joy. And anyway, one of the things about being away from my husband right now is I kind of get to basically just kind of do whatever I want. And so, you know, like I can sit there and on the laptop and watch these videos this morning and not feel like I have to explain myself or it's not going to be intrusive on his space or whatever, you know, which is just kind of silly. You know, I actually could do that when he's there and put earphones in or whatever. I mean, you know, but it's like I worry about stuff like this. Sheesh. Kind of like, get over yourself, the angels are saying. So I know I'm sure there's many people out there who get this, you know. I mean, I know as part of my Sikh path, it was all about doing seva, you know, doing service to the world. And basically, that's kind of like how we're going to be liberated, how we're going to be enlightened or whatever. And, well, yeah, on some level, I mean, of course, we must help. But it's a really interesting balance that I think I've had a real challenging time trying to figure out how to do that. You know, I've had moments where I give and give and give and give and give, and then I get really stressed out, and my husband laughs because he sees my pattern, you know. And so trying to find that balance of giving and sharing and taking care of myself, and I just know for right now I'm doing a lot. I am on a couple kind of committee type things, but keeping it pretty simple, being really upfront with them about what I can do and what I can't do. I've been sleeping a lot. Gosh, just feel like I've just been processing a lot. And kind of that final clearing, you know, but I feel like this is a really key thing for me about, you know, needing to take care of myself and what's my joy, finding my joy. And when you're in a relationship, also, that can be more complicated because sometimes that person's joy isn't exactly what your joy is. So then it's like, well, who gets to have their joy? So. Or does it even have to be a contest? Or does it have to be a problem? You know, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't have to be a problem, and I've been creating a problem in my brain. Well, whatever. You know, it's all good, 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 good learning, good processing. I realized that for me, I needed to just really, really be focused on love. Loving myself, but loving my relationship and my man, and loving all around me, just focusing on the love, you know, and that just feels really, really good. Oh gosh, you know, there's just it's really I love one of the things I've really liked to do at times when I remember is to look back a little bit and see how far I've come. Because there's times when, you know, I can feel like I can be really hard on myself, like I'm not progressing or I'm not becoming a better person or whatever. And, you know, I am. Oh my God, I'm not even the same person I was, you know, a year ago, let alone 40 years ago. And I have learned so much on this path, and really learning how to be in the flow of the moment, and that's still a challenge for me. I'm such a can-do. I want to do something to, you know, speed things along or do something if I feel slightly uncomfortable. And that's a little bit about what's going on with me right now too, because we're going to be moving all of our stuff down here on the second, and most of it's all going into storage, and we have very kind friends who have needed us to house sit, and so we're going to have some places to stay, so that's not going to be a problem. But then we're looking for a house to buy. A friend of ours is buying a house and is going to rent it for us to us for basically her cost, which is super, super sweet. And that's kind of a leap of faith in a way, because for the price range we have, it keeps appearing. It's kind of appearing like there's not much out there, but I keep getting this internal message that something will pop up. And then there's this part of me that's going, processing this whole thing around, like, I deserve to have a nice kitchen or whatever it is. Oh my gosh. So today I'm talking all about me, me, me. Well, now I know I do talk about me a lot, but I feel like I want to be able to somehow what I'm going through, I feel will resonate with so many. And anyway, it's a I was kind of talking about the seek thing. Well, I know as a woman also we get so much, especially as a mother, taking care of other people. That's kind of what it's about. And when you have kids, that's pretty much your focus. And as a mom, you kind of often take the back seat. I remember I would have times when my kids were little. They're now 32 and 35, so they're pretty darn grown up. I would have times when they were little where I just wanted to like do two things. I either wanted to just sleep, or read. I'm kind of doing it now, actually. I'm reading a lot, which is very blissful for me, and I've been sleeping, having nice night's sleep, and not, no time pressure about when I need to get up, and I'm taking a little nap during the day, and it's been very blissful. I'm 58 and I'm finally getting to do that, which is fun. Well, actually, I'm about 58 and a half probably at this point. So anyway, finding your joy, taking care of you, being in your present moment, even if it's uncomfortable, kind of see how that feels, embrace it. The angels are showing me to hug those uncomfortable moments, just hug them up and love them up. And I know this has come up before. Really hug them up. Love those uncomfortable moments. Know that and what they're saying is that as you hug them up and you love them up, that they actually will pass more quickly. And so that's really good advice. Thank you, dear angels. And okay, they're telling me that I'm there's a chant I can do. Okay, which one is it? Okay, they're telling me to do the very, very beginning mole mantra of the Sikh holy book, and that it's kind of like because we're clearing out these early pieces, at least I am, and probably quite a few of you are, that early, that this is the very, very, very beginning of the Sikh holy book, which will help us clear and move through quickly. So you could listen to this chant over and over again if you wanted to come back to it. So I will do it once. Ekamkar Satnam Kartapurak Nirbho Nirvair Kalmurit Ajuni Sabangur Prasad Jap Ad Such Jugad Such Habi Such Nanakahosi Bi Such. And the angels are saying that as you listen and as you just kind of be in that sound current, that this will help you process and help you, well, me too, release some of that old energy and move through it more quickly. It's like we're at the bottom of the barrel and we've been clearing for so many years. And this is partly like chipping out that old yucky, funky stuff. And I know for me, it comes in these little waves of energy. And sometimes I'll feel really nauseous, and sometimes I get a headache, and sometimes I just feel really down, and then sometimes I feel really up, and it seems like I've just been on kind of this crazy roller coaster of energy and moods and, physical feelings and whatever. It's intense, but it's passing quickly, which is really nice. So think of that joy, find your joy. One of the old things we have learned was that we had to wallow around in the old shit, like, okay, you can't avoid it, whatever. Well, it's not about avoiding it. It's about just finding that joy moment. So sometimes I'll get on YouTube and I'll just watch a bunch of funny little videos that make me laugh, and that lifts me out of it. So that is perfectly okay. And in fact, it's an awesome thing to do to help you process through. We don't have to wallow around in that crappy old shit, We don't have to wallow around in those funky old feelings. All right, the lady just told me we have 10 seconds left. I'm always completely amazed at how fast time goes by. So I hope you have a very beautiful, blessed, joyful day. I love you all.